The Hot FM Breakfast Show.
MasterChef has been absolutely amazing. We love it every year. And there's been some controversy on the show, including controversy surrounding the most recent contestant, Jared Trigg, who was voted off the show last week. Jared joins us now. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. And I'm sorry to see you go from MasterChef.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How's it been since leaving the show?
It's been a bit strange. Now it's all going to air. We're sort of living through the, you know, the good things and the bad things like last night again. It's a strange experience.
And you were talking about the fact that you dropped your food on the floor.
Yeah, slipped over, running around.
That's something you're never going to live down with your mates, is it?
No, my mates have been really good to remind me about that quite often this morning, yeah.
What were you thinking though, Jared? Because don't you believe in the 10-second rule? I think the food was totally fine.
Well, I was planning on doing that, but when you look up and you've got about 5 cameras in your face, I reckon they're going to catch it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get busted doing that,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
You have been labelled as a Melbourne hipster, and hipster tends to have a bit of a negative connotation with it. Do you like being called a hipster?
No, not at all. That was something that was put on me early days, and yeah, I cringe every time I hear it, to be honest. But anyway, it is what it is.
Let's create something different. How would you describe yourself? Let's forget about hipster.
Perfect. Well, I grew up in the country and I still go back there and play football all the time, so I'm happy to be called Country Boy.
Country Boy Jared, I like it. Country nice. Triggy, that's much better.
Perfect, there we go.
Is it a bit difficult assimilating back into normality again? Do you feel a bit stressed when you go into the kitchen making your breakfast? Do you feel like, oh man, I've got to do it in 60 seconds?
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of that pressure. Probably the most pressure comes from other people when they're cooking for you. They're always going, oh, is this okay? Is this okay? And you're like, I haven't changed just because I've been through this. I might have learned a bit more, but yeah, it's quite weird now.
No, I think it's a good thing. If you don't want to eat your greens or something, you can just throw it at somebody and say, this is not up to my standard.
Yeah, you're eliminated from my kitchen.
I love it. Who was your pick to take out the top spot for MasterChef this year?
Look, I reckon this week, just see how George has really coped with the pressure. She's going to be a force to be reckoned with because she's sort of, you know, she's been up and down a lot, but the last week she's really sort of galvanised herself, and I think she'll go a long way.
That's exciting. Well, thank you so much, Jared Trigg, the country boy, for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much.
Make sure you're catching MasterChef tonight from 7:30.
The Hot FM Breakfast Show.